can hear the phone noise in the background. That phone is in the hand of Fraser Minton of the Saskatoon Blades, who joins me from downstairs outside the locker room. Fraser, congratulations on the team advancing to the Eastern Conference Final. Talk to me about the feeling right now amongst yourselves, yourself and the team itself.
Yeah, thanks, Les. It's exciting. We're really proud of our effort that round, and you know, we got done exactly what we came in and aimed to do, and yeah, excited for some time off here and then get right after it against either Swift or Moose Jaw, are both really good teams. That should be a very exciting, challenging series.
Tell me about the mindset going into today. I mean, it was fun to watch last night. It was entertaining, 8-5, lots of goals, lots of craziness going on, but it's not the way you're wanting to play in the playoffs on a night-to-night basis. What was it like today getting ready, knowing you guys had to be better than what you were last night?
Yeah, no, it might have been fun to watch, but we were, you know, frankly pretty disappointed with our game yesterday. It's not the, you know, tight style you want to have coming into a playoff game, especially on the road. And we just felt like there was more to give as far as passion and compete from the boys. So that was our main focus for tonight. And right from puck drop, I think that was evident. We were buzzing and really just took over the game.
You scored a goal tonight on a pass from Igor Sidorov. I don't know how often you and Igor get to be on the ice together, sometimes on power play, but 5-on-5, it's very rare. I mean, how special is he? I'm sure you knew about him a little bit from afar, but what's it like playing with him now up close?
Yeah, honestly, I had no idea he was at this level. It's unbelievable to see what he can do with the puck, and he's so creative and skilled, and yet, you know, he's a really competitive guy, always wants to win and work as hard as he can to help the team. So, yeah, absolutely love, like you said, don't get out there with Sid, but love watching him and love him as a teammate.
Yeah, you've got a little bit of time to wait. The next series won't start until next Friday. Is that almost too long to wait, or is this a good time to have that type of length of break?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's we've played, you know, upwards of, you know, some guys with preseason stuff, 80 games to this point now. So any rest you can get really helps, I think. Getting some touch of that practice too. We haven't had any real practice time throughout this series, and won't during the next either. So and then with having the top seed and starting at home, it's I think it's an advantage to have as many days off as possible.
Fraser, this chat was initiated by an old friend of yours from Kamloops who hosts the WHL radio show, your old pal John Keane in Kamloops. He wanted to have your voice on the show this week. Just want to say hi to him and thoughts on being a Saskatoon Blade now after so much success with him and the Kamloops Blazers.
Yeah, let's say hi to Keener for sure. He's a good dude and taught me lots about, you know, talking to the media and stuff, and was always, you know, saying good things about the boys. So Keener's a great guy, and he told me I'd like the Prairies, and I have really enjoyed them so far. So, yeah, that's nice to hear. Keener's got me shouting out there.
He's got your back, no two ways about it, and so do I, and so does everybody around Blade City. Congratulations, Fraser, again on the victory and the advancing to the Eastern Conference Final. We'll see you back at home.
Thank you very much, Les.
All right, take care.